Money FM 89.3, best of your money. Influence with Michelle Martin on Your Money, only on Money FM 89.3.
How are companies setting the stage for the big return to work and the new normal? We're taking a look at a study by that name, which involved 1,970 companies around the world. So a global study, but it also included some 375 local organizations, providing a range of workforce strategies that we can see companies are looking to employ across the board. We're joined now by Alexander Krasavin, who's partner for APEC and MEA Human Capital Solutions at Aon. They're the professional services firm behind the survey. Welcome to the show, Alexander. Good morning.
Good morning, and good to be back. Ryan, I hope you enjoy your time off.
He's already left the building. All right, Alexander, one third of companies surveyed say they have or they are considering implementing a formal COVID-19 assessment program for staff. Now, what does this mean? 30% of companies are looking at a formal assessment. Does this mean testing? Does this mean more COVID kits are going to be required? Walk us through this.
Yes, absolutely. So quite right, 375 companies participated in this third Aon survey pulse. We do it globally. The Singapore insights are quite helpful because I think that we have a nice combination of good guidance from the government, broader alignment of what companies are doing. And as you say, health assessments, about a third of the respondents saying that, yes, we're going to look at working closely and implementing that for employees. So specifically what that means are self-assessment forms. We see that out already in the public in terms of safe entry, excuse me. We see that furthermore, according to the Aon Pulse survey, about 12% are going to be providing antibody test kits, and about 11% will be doing PCR tests to their employees, right? That obviously goes above and beyond what I think those of us in Singapore have come to appreciate as part of the new normal, or as some of us are calling it, the better normal of temperature screening. That's part of the process of being in a public place.
Yeah, I think people may not realize that when they scan their safe entry apps, they're actually making a declaration. Yeah, that they're not
absolutely
currently under quarantine order. So that's what's meant by formal COVID-19 assessment. All right, tell us about some key ways that companies are setting the stage for the return of the workforce. What's being put in place with regards to employees' health?
Yeah, sure. And I think partially it's health driven, but also I think and what we see in the Aon Pulse survey is that organizations are telling us they're moving from one end of the spectrum, which is managing the crisis, right? About 16% of companies say that, to the other, and they're actively planning for future scenarios. That's 45%. So specifically, in order to develop those return-to-work strategies, they're utilizing different resources. First, they're following closely our government's guidance and work sites, 89%, raising their hands saying, yes, we're doing that. Closely tracking advice from international health agencies such as WHO, utilizing internal expertise to plan the transition, 50%. So that is really comes into play in a variety of factors of designing the office space that is socially distance appropriate, making sure that you have supplies such as sanitizers, access to the various facilities that are needed. In other words, companies are being prudent and thoughtful as they plan this out.
There are jobs that are most at risk from COVID-19 transmission. So to what extent are companies considering additional compensation for workers in these high-risk roles?
Yeah, and that's something that we've been tracking in the previous pulse surveys. This one is not an exception at all. But if we look at the Aon Pulse survey's results for April for this latest edition, the proportion of participants that they report being hazard to a risk paid to employees, it's pretty constant. It's about 12%. However, obviously, in absolute numbers, we now have almost twice as many organizations from Singapore that participated. So that clearly shows that's a bit more prevalent. Majority of the organizations would continue with additional compensation until stay-at-home regulations are set to continue. That's about 28%. Or they've decided to review this provision on a monthly basis, and that's also about a quarter of organizations.
And how did the survey define high-risk roles? I mean, are you looking at specific sectors, like workers in the healthcare industry, for example?
Yeah, and it, yes, and maybe it would be a better answer. So partially, of course, it is sector-driven, but also very broadly speaking, it's about interaction, right? So if you are asking your colleagues to put themselves at potential risk of interacting with the virus, then broadly speaking, that's how organizations are looking at more risky, more hazardous type of positions and roles. We're also seeing that that broader conversation of, okay, now it looks like number of cases have gone down. It looks like we are doing a great job of pulling together, following directions. The city will be opening up. How do we open up, right? How do we make sure that we carefully plan out the return back? What are the roles that need to come back? And it's those essential roles that are a lot easier to maintain in the office environment will be obviously towards the priority list. I don't know if you caught, but there was a bit of a news blip from the CEO of Twitter yesterday saying
everybody
that
everybody can work from home.
Yeah, right.
Exactly. Forever.
So, well, I mean, and good news, and we talked about this a little bit last time, and good news for some, for others, like yours truly, I'll probably have to become a better math tutor for my kids. So I'm not too looking forward to that, I'm afraid.
All right. So we know there are MOM guidelines that provide some guidance for companies in terms of the use of leave during this period of time. But are we seeing any changes, Alexander, in terms of how companies are choosing to support their staff in terms of flexibility of use of sick leave or what constitutes sick leave?
Yeah. So this actually specifically we asked in both of the second AMPOL survey and the third one, and it seems that the focus to be galvanizing on providing enhanced flexibility to employees in terms of being able to utilize these sick leaves. So in Pulse 2, about 33% of companies said, yep, we are trying to be as flexible as possible. In Pulse 3, it jumped up to 54%. And one particular area, since I mentioned my kids, has to do with taking care of kids, right? Especially when they're off school. Pulse 2, only 16% of company pays close attention to that. And then Pulse 3, over a third, 36%.
So more attention to the flexibility that
Absolutely.
Individuals need. How are companies providing temporary entitlement? I understand some are providing something called pandemic leave this year because we all have a finite amount of sick leave days, but this is an unprecedented situation.
Exactly. And I think that's a message that has resonated both with employers and employees. Fundamentally, what we hear from our clients as we do these AMPOL surveys, but also as we have conversations with them, is employees' welfare and well-being is at the top of priority. And frankly, that's good to hear, and that's the right thing to do. Specifically, when it comes to sick leave, we saw that about a fifth of organizations have reported to implement temporary increase in sick leave entitlements. And to your point, exactly, these are not normal times, right? So let's make sure that we adopt extraordinary measures to take care of our employees.
Terrific. So you mentioned that you're working from home and, you know, you have that Matt's Tutor hat on firmly. Tell us, how are companies making adjustments so that employees who are fortunate enough to be able to work from home are able to do so productively?
Yeah, and this is something that is actually similar the world over. From a financial perspective, not only is healthcare an interesting segment to look at with Gilead and a few other companies, stock prices doing quite well, but also if you look at Logitech or if you look at Slack or Zoom, right? Technologies and systems that enable us to communicate remotely, to make sure that we are able to support the business activities to the best of our abilities while being remote. So does that mean perhaps fans and additional external mice and laptop external screens? That typically is what we see in terms of some additional support and assistance for a certain group of employees. And in general, I think it's also that overall attitude that I mentioned, which is, this is not normal. We are here to make sure that you're safe, that you are as productive as possible, and let us know how we can help. That's what we're hearing from our clients.
Well, we started the interview with us sort of talking, and you brought up the point that companies are at a critical point now. They're not only managing the crisis, but they're moving to actively planning for future scenarios as well. So in terms of long-term restructuring, what are some areas of focus?
And I think we've been talking about this a bit specifically when we look at the workforce, right? So how should we be looking at operations throughout, and what is the right business model? No other sector has been impacted as significantly as the hospitality and the travel industry, as you've just discussed on the show, and that's exactly where we are hearing companies are coming back and thinking through, okay, what are the employees that should be back physically? How can we support the operations perhaps a bit more remotely? How can we looking at, for example, severance plan policies? We see that about 10% of organizations, according to the AN Pulse survey, have made or are considering to make changes to their plan policies. But broadly speaking, the key silver lining here is digital transformation, right? According to the survey, nearly two-thirds of companies in Singapore expect their digital transformation agendas to accelerate. I don't know if you've seen this meme, but kind of going around of who's responsible for digital transformation, the CEO, the CIO, or COVID-19. And we're really finding that's actually kind of true. It's an accelerant to what we think of as broadly the future of work. And it's how to be agile, how to be resilient, and how to make sure that we as organizations support our colleagues in that transformation transition.
When we first spoke with you, we were interested in what your survey could tell us about who's hiring and who's firing. So right now with this survey, can you give us a sense of whether companies are still hiring?
Oh, gosh. So the short answer is yes. The economy cannot be static. There are always circumstances where skills are sought after and jobs are essential. As perhaps you recall, I specifically work with clients within the tech and life sciences industries. Mm. And cybersecurity, for one, it has been, and if anything, continues to be a tremendous focus. But again, it's a bit of a shadow of its former self. So according to the latest Pulse survey, only about 15% are saying we're conducting quote-unquote normal hiring, right? Generally, organizations have resorted to measures like cautious hiring for backfills. That's about 50% of the organizations. And outright freezes to manage their costs. That's about 30%.
We were just talking about how cybersecurity is coming to the spotlight with increasing U.S.-China tension. So really important.
Absolutely.
Area there. Before we let you go, Alexander, are there other key areas that HR heads who are listening in may wish to consider when thinking through staging the return of the workforce?
Well, first of all, keep on doing what you're doing. I tend to be a little bit of an optimist, and it was a pleasure to know that the HR leaders whom we surveyed in this latest AN Pulse survey, 89% of them said that their focus is really on protecting employees, right, while supporting day-to-day business continuity. And further, 83% said that. Yes, focusing on how to manage human capital costs. That's what we're helping clients figure out through through some modeling, but broadly the plan to return to work, how to coordinate with business continuity, with guidance from the government, honestly, employees' preferences and wishes, right? And getting a sense of how to structure that total reward, how to get that optimized so employees are happy given the circumstances and employers are in a position to provide that broad utility. We're here to help, is all I can say, and we will get through this.
Appreciate your time. He's Alexander Krasavin, partner for APEC and MEA Human Capital Solutions at Aon, walking us through their latest pulse survey, setting the stage for the return to work and the new normal.
To listen to more great interviews, download our podcasts at moneyfm893.sg or download the SPH radio app available on Google Play or the App Store.